This week, the federal government has announced $800 million will be given to a national agency overseeing disaster relief and recovery. The majority of the money will be dedicated to the National Recovery and Resilience Agency, or NRRA, and over $2 million will be given to the Australian Climate Service Initiative. The Wire's Elisa Napier reports.
Because of climate change, experts are predicting disasters like the 2019 to 2020 fires and floods to worsen. The government's pledge to fund the NRRA will provide both relief to disaster-affected communities and a reduction in the effects of future weather events. In an interview with the ABC, Minister for Agriculture, Drought and Emergency Management, David Littleproud, says parts of the funding will include Australian households.
So up to $30,000 for households to do renovations, to be able to get their houses up to cyclone-proof or bushfire-proof. Part of the other agency that we've created today goes around climate science, but bringing the climate science together with the Australian Bureau of Statistics, so that we in the future will be able to identify, if a cyclone's coming across the coast, the Australian government will be able to identify the number of houses that were built before 1983 and the number of occupants in it, so that we can tell the states exactly what the risk profile will be.
He says the NRRA will help in ensuring the funding goes to the Australians who are affected.
This is about bringing all that data together, making sure that the people who need it, and again on the bushfires, we know where the bushfire scar areas are, we know where the bush risks are. It's collating that data, making sure the taxpayer gets value for money, because ultimately the taxpayer becomes the insurer of last resort in a lot of these disasters. And what we want to do is make sure that burden is reduced every step of the way.
Minister David Littleproud there, speaking to the ABC. Research fellow at the University of New South Wales, Dr. Paul Barnes, says the funding of the new disaster agencies will provide Australia with an advantage in handling weather events.
We had bushfires that came early, they manifested in significant consequences and damage. Then we had recent flooding in various parts of Australia, certainly New South Wales in most recent times. So the whole notion of rethinking via the Bushfire Royal Commission that handed down its responses last year has given us an opportunity to reset the way in which the country examines and deals with natural hazards manifesting as disasters across our rural landscape and also into our cities. So it's an opportunity to rethink, to recalibrate and rebalance.
The use of data collection is a critical element in the Australian Climate Service Initiative and will help with planning for disaster relief and recovery.
The ability to make good decisions requires access to appropriate data, and without data you can't actually make useful decisions. And given climate variability, climate change and weather variability impacts a whole range of elements of Australian society, the need to bring together accurate and effective data use is critical. So I would anticipate that the new Australian Climate Service Initiative will, through that investment and ongoing investments, allow us to make faster decisions better.
He says universities can be key players in the decision-making process.
One of the critical things about our universities is that they are already an existing source of capability and capacity. The ability to make a decision is only as good as, one, the data, new data sets and new combinations of data. So where the universities can fit in is that how to create the right questions, how to understand the decisions and the impact of those decisions go with the other side of the coin being the data sources. So many of our state-based universities have centres of research and capabilities that can support those states in terms of the state and local level decision-making.
Dr. Barnes says adequate planning and decision-making for resilience to disasters should be a joint effort of differing skill sets.
We need to have a mechanism, I think, federally and working with the state about what sort of skill sets we need to bring together for the emergent problems that we have to deal with. Because planning for these problems will require a range of different professional grouping. And I don't think we've had that discussion yet federally or across the country, engagement with state government, about the sorts of skill sets needed to prepare and plan for the future events that Australia will be dealing with. The best suggestion I can make is that we need to have a dialogue federally, obviously in concert with state government, and with all research providing and professional training institutions about the sorts of skill sets we need to actually enhance resilient outcomes for the country.
That was research fellow at the University of New South Wales, Dr. Paul Barnes, speaking with The Wire's Elisa Napier.